Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is Volume 2, Episode 5. Our air date is Thursday, April 4th, 2024. We are so glad to have you with us. I'm your host for this program. This is C. Willie. I'm joined by the lovely and talented
Quarter P.
Love having her here. And tonight, we have a special guest, amazing young Michigan talent, Nashville recording star, Blue Sky Riley. Welcome to the show, Blue Sky.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
This is terrific. First met or I guess encountered Blue Sky on stage back, boy, this is a couple of years ago, performing at Pete's Cutting Board, opening up. There was a car show going on, a big attraction there, and you opened up, took the stage first ahead of 86 Noodles and our mutual friend Alan Turner and the Steel Horse Band. That was a lot of fun seeing you for the first time there.
Yeah.
Well, I love, and then that, you know, so much has changed since then, hasn't it?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, I know you've got 20-plus songs that are originals of yours. You've been busy recording a few. You were gracious enough to share a couple of them with us, which we will be playing here shortly. But you've already, in your young career, you've already been on some pretty big stages. You opened up for Alan Turner. I've been doing that for quite some time.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet? How did the, you know, conversation happen with you and Alan?
So, my dad has, like, so he works at this Pilates place where, like, a lot of people, like, know a lot of bigger and higher people, you know, connections through that. And my dad likes to talk about my music a lot. So
of course, kind of any proud dad would.
Yeah. And so he met this wonderful lady. Her name is Lisa Miller, and she knew Alan, and she kind of introduced, kind of set like a little meeting. We met in Starbucks, actually.
All right. There you go.
Yeah. And so we just talked about, you know, what are my goals with music? And then my dad showed him like a little clip of me singing. And eventually, like, he saw that I was around like 12 at the time. But he took that and, he was like, oh yeah, for sure. I'll allow her like on my stage and stuff. And so from then I've really been opening up for him for like 3.5 years. So
that is amazing. Yeah. What is the best stage? I should say the crazy stage that you have ever been on. Maybe it was the number of fans or the city or the venue.
I'd like to say there's this one venue. It's it's like campgrounds. It's called Apple Blossom Creek. Campgrounds, and just like the setting, like there is like I think it's so cool. Like just being able to perform in like campgrounds that people are just like whatever, and like there's a bunch of people, like a huge wide audience there, and I think that's pretty cool, honestly. So,
well, you have some amazing confidence. I remember that's one of the things that struck me right off the bat when I first saw you there at Pete's Cutting Board. You were not intimidated at a young age. You were not intimidated by being up there on stage. It looks like that's where you're truly comfortable.
Yeah, no, honestly, it's so much fun. I mean, my stage presence really, I feel like, has grown over so much, but I've been doing it even before, like Alan too. I performed on recitals and dance shows and all that. So it's kind of natural.
Well, I know I see that you've been on the singer's circle with our mutual friend Jackie Daniels.
Yeah.
But I think where your confidence really exuded, where I really noticed it, was just a little Facebook clip that you have up right now with you on stage with Chit.
Yeah.
You were knocking it out with that. It was fun.
Yeah, thank you.
How did you and Chit meet? Was that just another mutual collaboration or?
Yeah, so one of the guitarists is actually my bass teacher. He teaches me bass and some guitar as well. And so he, you know, gives like little opportunities for me to open up for Chit whenever they have, you know, the availability to, you know, do that, or I'll sing a few songs with them. So yeah, it's really is.
And you've been getting around quite a bit with the local clubs. You're playing, it seems, a couple of times a week. This is really, I'm sure, obviously it's giving you exposure, and people are hearing a very talented performer. But you've got to be meeting some more folks. You've got to be really kind of gaining more on that stage presence by doing so. Is that an adequate description?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. The more, I feel like the more shows there is, the more it builds that stage presence, the more comfortable you get on, the more you feel like you can connect with the audience more instead of just like standing there freezing, you know, you feel like, okay, this is where I belong. I got this, you know, so.
Absolutely. Well, it's come across. It certainly has. Well, you were gracious enough to send us a couple of your songs, and the first one we're going to listen to tonight is America's Middle Class. Tell us a little bit about how that came about, maybe, you know, what your influences are with it.
Yeah, so that song really is influenced by, you know, my grandparents' lives and the lives they lived, and which grandparents passed away 2 years ago. And it talks about the things that they went through, the struggles they endured, you know, all of that, teaching what class, like, that they built their way to the middle class, teaching how my grandma used to, you know, do all of these chores. We're very, like, poor family, and she built her way up through that, and all that hard work, you know, persevered and got to where she was able to be. And so that's really what inspired me to write this, and it's basically just about the lives of my grandparents and how hard they worked to get to where they ended up.
And it sounds like, and it's apparent, that you're following in those footsteps, that you're working hard to make your dreams come true as well.
Yeah.
All right, let's give a listen. This is America's Middle Class.
They grew on poor, they fought to one war. We built them.
It's America's Middle Class, Blue Sky Riley. Man, I love the line, bring it back. We need that. We really need that right now.
Yeah.
So that, I was wondering, you know, who are your musical influences?
Honestly, like, I feel like I have so many pertaining to the artists I listen to. But I feel like I originally, like, I listened to a lot of, you know, I feel like fame, like Prince, definitely. I listened to him a lot when I was younger, and I got a lot of my influence from him. I also got some even from like Michael Jackson, but just more like just like following your dreams, really, like doing that, you know, getting, seeing that love and passion for music. And you know, really, I really do have that passion and love for music. And in a lot of my songs, too, I write about, you know, personal experiences that I feel like some people may, like, connect to and whatnot, you know. And I feel like doing that really, you know, connects you to an audience and people trying to get a certain message across that you think is, you feel is important to you, that you want to say, hey, like, you know, I, like, people relate to that and whatnot. And I just think that, you know.
Well, it's, you know, I think you have a very unique sound. I really, your voice is not, it's not that typical country girl. It's, yeah. You know, you have your own sound, which is fantastic. You have something that sets you apart from the others. Have you, you know, I've seen what you've done on a couple of those videos, for instance, with Chet. Are there other genres that you've been branching out into? Are there other things that you've been wanting to try?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know I have a band now, and I do a lot of, you know, alternative rock covers with them and stuff. And I also kind of want to venture into, you know, doing like maybe a couple jazz songs here and there in the set All list right. that I have, you know. So whatever you know, songs I think is cool, for sure I'm gonna take that and be like, hey, I think I should make this my own, take this song, maybe it's a classic rock song, and be like, hey, let me just put my little twist on it, you know. So I love doing that stuff.
That sounds fantastic.
That sounds like a creative process right there.
It does.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
What is your process when you're writing a song? When does it, is it something that just hits you? Do you give it a lot of thought before pen goes to paper? How do you put something like that together?
Really? So, I mean, when I'm talking about personal experiences, it's probably most, like, majority of the time, it's something that's been, you know, affect me for a while, or like, hey, like it's something major, like, hey, I feel like I can't get this out, like talking, I need to get this out, like on lyrics, and, you know, express this through my songwriting. And so I'll take certain experiences like that. And usually what I will do is I'll pick up my guitar and I'll just play like some chords and whatnot. And, you know, I'll take that and I'll just flow with that, you know, melody or whatever composition I'm coming up with. And I'll just start recording and coming up with lyrics as I go. And usually that's like my process of like, okay, and then I'm starting to get somewhere and then get like the whole like rhyme scheme or whatever going, chorus, verse and whatnot. And usually that's like the process of how I would go about it.
Well, and right now you're putting that process into play. This episode is recorded a few days prior, but Blue Sky is actually in Nashville on the date that this is released on April 4th. And you're recording a couple of songs down there right now. That's got to be exciting.
Yeah, it definitely is.
So what's can you give us a hint? Can you at least give us some titles? Can we break something here on the show?
So one of them is I've already recorded at the studio before too, so I think it's a super cool experience. But one of the songs that I'm going to be doing or recording is called American Carol, and that one's really about veterans and, you know, kind of life they lived and kind of just like that patriotic kind of like feel kind of to it. And it's really like giving that like sense like, hey, this is America, these people have died for us, you know. And I feel like if I'm gonna be quite honest, you know, it's not really recognized as much as it should be anymore today. And I feel like just putting that message out, you know, really, I feel like should emphasize that a great, important idea.
Quarter Peep is a former Marine, and I know she appreciates that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. But, you know, coming from a 16-year-old with that point of view, and you're so young, I have chills down my spine, and I can't wait to hear it. So hopefully we'll get to hear that soon.
Yeah, for sure.
And your mom is your manager. Tell me how that works. Do you, you're not going to fire your manager anytime soon, I can imagine.
No.
Okay.
She's not old enough.
So she usually does like majority of like my bookings, and she reaches out to different venues and whatnot, and tries to like see availabilities, you know, books, whatever shows that way. She's actually across from my screen currently.
Look.
Yeah.
I think I just got to look.
we put the mom back on the spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mom always been your manager from day one?
No, I have, so I used to have a part-time manager right now too. Her name's Katie. She also lives down in Nashville. And she also hooks me up with different like connections that she has in different venues. And she also books those as well too. But she also like helped create my website too.
Oh, super.
And there you can see like all my events and stuff, and you know, all of that. That mainly came from her originally, but yeah.
All right. So the second song you gave us to play tonight is Sweet Potato Pie. I love this song. This is just, it's so much fun. Tell me a little bit about what went into this and the creation of the song.
Yeah, for sure. This is like such a funny creation story. I feel like whenever I say it, everybody's like, what? Like, it's not expected. But, you know, this one, like you said, is like more of like a fun song kind of. So I was driving home with my dad, you know, and my mom just calls my dad and says, hey, we're making sweet potato fries for dinner. Simple, like normal call. And my dad's like, cool. And he turns to me and he's like, I got a great idea for a song. Let's write a song about sweet potato pie. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And so kind of both wrote about that. And, you know, I composed it, helped with the lyrics and all that. And, you know, here it is, a song about sweet potato pie. So.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that. Well, let's give it a listen. This is Sweet Potato Pie.
Sweet potato pie and songs in the grass, people pulling. in a pigtail braid. But grandma said, bring it, burn the barn down. Little country girl with a sweet song sound. Let me tell you why, let me tell you why. I love my song. Sweet cherry pie, all in the rain. Cakes on the griddle, and a checkers game. Mama's cooking inside, can't wait to try that. One cherry, two cherry, sweet cherry pie. I'm a little country girl.
Blue Sky Riley, sweet potato pie, and I'm smiling. That's wonderful. Love that. So what's on the horizon for you? You've got, you know, you're at the recording studio as we release this. A couple Norse songs are going to be coming out. Where do you see yourself? What are your goals? When are we going to get that Grammy nomination?
You know, I really want to see, you know, especially because I mentioned I do, like, you know, I have a band, so too. I really, you know, am looking forward to just being on bigger stages. And here in the upcoming future, I will be, you know, doing some out-of-state festivals too. So, near the end-ish, kind of April this year, I'll be going to Virginia for a festival with my band. And so, we're going to be just doing like different, you know, things that, you know, branch out even to more opportunities. And, you know, I'm kind of just like really just trying to boost the whole music career. And, you know, I'm really excited, honestly, just to see where the journey takes me. So,
well, you know, yeah. You're so far ahead right now. And I'm sure folks like Alan have helped. But your confidence was great when I saw you 3 years ago. Your confidence is fantastic right now. And the difference in the performer is marked. You know, you really exuded on stage, and it's a lot of fun to see. I see a very, very bright career here.
Thank you.
Tell us, how do we get in touch? How do folks, if they want to hear your music, if they want to find out where you're going to be playing, tell us all about your social media and how do we follow Blue Sky Riley?
Yeah, for sure. You can really visit a lot of like where I'll be playing with my band, you know, solo acoustic shows, whatnot, on my website, which is blueskyofficial.com. And you can look at different events I have going on and whatnot. And also, you know, you can look to see the newest things on my Facebook as well, which is Blue Sky Riley. And you can, you know, just see, okay, like see which events I have coming up, which festivals I have booked, whatnot. And that's usually how majority of people are able to, you know, see where I'm playing. And so all through that, you know, social media platforms. So.
Well, the folks that are listening to this, I know, are going to be following you there very soon and finding out where you're at. We're going to be tracking you down at one of these shows soon. Can't wait to hear you live. So we really appreciate having you on the show tonight. It's been an awful lot of fun, and wish you all the best success in your career. Who do we have coming up there, Miss Quarter Peep? Who's going to be our next one?
Yeah, so next week, make sure you guys have your rock horns on for Attaboy. So make sure you join us for that.
All right. And that's going to wrap up tonight's show. I want to say one last thank you to Blue Sky Riley. just wonderful to have you on the show. And for all of you out there listening in podcast land, don't forget to follow us on Spotify. Check out and like us on Facebook. It's Vehicle City Sound. If you want to get in touch with us, you can reach us by email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. Thanks again, Blue Sky. It was great having you here. All right, everybody. Be good.